A very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 3rd of December 2020, Thursday class. So we will continue with the sharing from the book, The Sutra of Infinite Meaning. We are at page 53. Yeah? As usual, we will have our half an hour of awareness-based meditation before we commence the sharing. We will offer the light, then you can immediately start your meditation. Always remember the first three of the four supports, relax, maintain awareness. Then for as long as you can to stabilize the awareness nature within, to realize your true mind. Just let things be silent. Then when you have developed the ability to be mindful, to be aware, you can use that silent mind, your true mind, to meditate. It will develop understanding. Then whatever that arise and pass away within your form and mind, the sixth sense, the awareness nature will understand. And how you react to sense experience, how your mind stir to arise things, you will come to understand all of the subtle mental intention behind. And when you understand the teaching, the Dhamma, you will understand what constitutes evil and how with the arising of the evil root, the wrong thought, suffering comes to be. So all this you understand. Then you will also know how you function as a human being. You will be able to observe clearly how you arise as a human being, how your mind functions. Dependent on certain things arise. So the 12 link, Paticca Samuppada. Avijja paccaya sankhara, sankhara paccaya viññāṇam, viññāṇam paccaya nama rūpa. Everything you will come to understand. Then nama rūpa paccaya salayatana, then salayatana paccaya passat, passat paccaya vedana, vedana paccaya taṅha, taṅha paccaya upadhan, upadhan paccaya bhāva. Then you take birth, jati, jarama, jaramarana. All the whole mess of suffering will arise. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed. For as long as you can. Then these are the mind states that you need to live your daily life so that you can integrate life into the daily mindfulness, meditation or cultivation. So the ultimate aim is to be mindful in the midst of life throughout the day. The Buddha called it heedfulness. To be heedful is to be ever mindful and constantly meditative. So you need to develop this quality of mind called heedfulness. So to start, we need to train our mind to be mindful and stable. Then stabilize it to be ever mindful. Then use this mind that has been trained, stabilized to meditate. To cultivate noble eightfold path, to develop the wisdom, to observe, to insight into phenomena, to see things as they are, to realize the truth and to awaken. There are three phases of Dhamma. Phase one is pariyatti, the studying or the teaching. Then after you have studied the thing, you have developed the understanding, you put it into practice, put it into cultivation, so that you can develop the ability to apply this teaching, this Dhamma. Ability to live the Dhamma is very important. So always remember, whatever form of meditation we develop, it's just an initial training to develop the heedful mind. Then after that, use it to develop wisdom, to cultivate the meditation. So meditation in daily life is also equally important. The form of meditation is to train, to stabilize that nature. Then later on, you have more time. You can also integrate all this mind state that you have developed and trained into life, so that life itself can also become part of meditation, so that you are throughout the day heedful. Otherwise, according to the Buddha, if you are not heedful, you become heedless, and the heedless are as if dead. You don't stand a chance in the spiritual field. So you need to be heedful. If you are heedful, you are home, the Buddha say. For heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas the heedless are as if dead. So meditation, when you understand, is not difficult. But when you don't understand, it can be pretty difficult. So understanding is foremost. We need to really understand the teaching. Then only we can cultivate, put it into practice, and develop the understanding to awaken. These compassionate bodhisattvas are great saints or great beings. Saints are enlightened beings of the Dhammakaya. With meditative and still mind, they remain always in the state of samadhi. So this is the famous quote from the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. Then we go on. As soon as we see these lines from the verses of the Sutra of Infinite Meaning, the beautiful melodies of this musical adaptation. I don't know what this word is. Never mind. Adaptation. Of this musical adaptation. Never mind. Come to our mind. This, the lyrics of the verses are easy to remember and easy to recite, because these words can easily enter our heart. We can readily apply them at all times in our daily life or daily living. Therefore, they can be considered skillful means. Yet, if we dwell deeply into the principles contained in the words, we will come to realize that they in fact carry the true Dhamma. So we need to really develop the understanding of this adapted verse from the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. So the verse mentioned, these compassionate bodhisattvas are all great saints or beings. So he is referring to all the great bodhisattvas who has developed the training for a long period of time. That's why they are very compassionate bodhisattvas, and they are great beings of the Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya means they have this kaya, which is a body that has the Dhamma. So Dhammakaya is somebody with a body that has the Dhamma with him. That's why it is also called the third body, the Trikaya of a Samasambuddha. The first one is the Nimanakaya, or we call it the functional body that the Sammasambuddha came to perform the function of the Buddha. So the functional body is our physical form and mind of the normal human being. For our case, is our form and mind. Yeah? Mind you call brain and tail. So this is my functional body. And you have trained yourself well, you have perfected yourself long enough over eons and eons of cultivation, and you have perfected all the 10 perfections, then you will develop a type of spiritual understanding that is stored in the spiritual nature. That one we call the Sambhogayakaya. So Sambhogayakaya is the spiritual body that has the embodiment of your perfection, your cultivation. Only a Sammasambuddha has the complete Sambhogayakaya, that has the complete training that enable the Sambhogayakaya to have the 10 perfection cultivations, wisdom and virtue. For us, our Sambhogayakaya is not fully perfected. So that is the only big difference. But we also have that Sambhogayakaya, depending on what stage of cultivation we are. But there are some who don't even know that Sambhogayakaya exists. They don't even know how all this come about. They don't even understand what the functional body is all about. So for those beings, it's more difficult. But for cultivator, we are more fortunate. When we develop the cultivation, we will know what the form and mind is. The functional body is just a karmically conditioned form and mind. For us to come to this existential world, is a vehicle that takes us around, and the mind is like a tool for us to use to live life, to go through life, to do whatever we want in life. So these are like a tool and a vehicle. So make use of it. Don't deludedly grasp, cling and attach to it and develop the wrong view, the sakayadhiti, to suffer. And this is very important. So when we understand what the functional body is, then we know its purpose. It's just a karmically conditioned form of mind for us to come to this existential world to cultivate, to perfect ourselves, to fulfill our vows, to go through life. And this form of mind is subject to karma. That's why you have a duty towards the nature's law. If you don't perform that duty, you violate the karmic law, then you will get into trouble. Then you don't develop the wisdom and the understanding to live life, to understand life, you will also get yourself entangled and suffer for eternity. So samsara is about the law of karma mainly, and the law of mind. You don't have wisdom, when you come, you will suffer because you don't understand what the functional body is all about, and you don't even know that there exists a spiritual body. So for those who have the fortunate understanding, or you are more lucky in that sense that you have the karmic affinity with the Triple Gem, your strong affinity with great beings, Sammasambuddha and the Triple Gem, that will enable you to understand all this. Then you can cultivate. And as you cultivate, you first need to silence your mind and connect to our true mind. And from there, you stabilize that nature so that you can locate the gateway to connect When you can connect means you can understand what that true mind is, what that awareness nature is. Then when you are able to reach that stage, locate the gateway to connect, then only you can inherit your spiritual cultivation and practices. So for the Buddha's case, because he has perfected, when he meditate underneath the Bodhi tree that night, when he connect to, he inherited all his spiritual knowledge. The Sambhogaya Kaya come back to him. Then that form and mind, which is the functional body, Nimana Kaya, combined with that spiritual understanding, transform the Sammasambuddha into a fully enlightened Buddha. And you call that body the Dhammakaya because it is the embodiment of the Dhamma. That body has that spiritual nature or spiritual body that enabled the functional body to speak the Dhamma, to teach the Dhamma, to proclaim the truth, to share with the world. So that's how the Trikaya come about. So Nimanakaya is a functional body. Then you have the Sambhogaya Kaya, which is a spiritual body. So when this come in and connect, after you connect, when it come in, you inherit. That's how the thing can happen. Whereas karmic nature is different. The moment you are born, it take effect. That's why the Buddha said we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, condition is supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of karma. But spiritual body is not the same. The spiritual body, that form and mind cannot inherit unless it meditate and connect and develop the understanding for them to connect. Because this true mind, which is our true nature, is the instrument that we need, because this awareness nature within is beyond thought, beyond mind, and this is the one that can develop the understanding, the awakening, to realize the Dhamma, which is akaliko, beyond thought, beyond time, the unconditioned. That's why the instrument you use must be sati, awareness. If you use the mundane mind, the thinking mind, it end up becoming thought-based meditation. So the instrument itself, which is thought, limits you. If you use thought to meditate, thought-based meditation cannot realize a state of enlightenment that is beyond thought, beyond mind. Thought-based lead to knowledge, leads to rigidity, not wisdom. To develop wisdom, you must have the complete awareness to see the totality, the oneness. You cannot have a fragmented view of things. When you use your thought, which is limited, that's why it is fragmented. It don't have the totality of understanding. It's just a small fragment of our true nature. And it's the byproduct for our true nature, our true mind. So all this, as you cultivate, you will come to understand. That's the reason why the sutta say, these compassionate bodhisattvas are all great saints or enlightened beings of the Dhammakaya, means they have the functional body and they inherit the spiritual body. That's how it become the Dhammakaya, because they are also enlightened beings, they are great beings, saint, enlightened beings. So after they connect, they inherit, they become great beings. So these compassionate bodhisattvas are great beings, are all great beings or saint, enlightened beings of the Dhammakaya. Then with meditative and still mind, their nature is like that. Their mind is always in the meditative state and their mind is always still, tranquil, peaceful clarity the way. They remain always in that state of samadhi. Samadhi means what? The mind that is collected, unwavering. It's not like the heedless, deluded puttijana. The mind still and react to sense experience. There is still a lot of delusion. They lack equanimity, born of wisdom. And for you to have such a mind, you must be great saint or great beings of the Dhammakaya. Why? Means not only you connect to that nature, you must meditate until you detect the gateway. After you stabilize that true mind, then you relax silent and locate the gateway until you can develop the ability to go into the gateway. There a lot of things will happen. The yin yang energy will melt inside, and it will do the internal movement. And this internal movement,
this.
Hello, testing. The connection is not good. It's okay. Yeah. So this internal movement is not easy to understand unless you have realized that gateway, you have detected that gateway. The internal movement is a natural transformation born of trust. That's why the last support, the fourth support. When you do that last support, which is trust, you trust your nature to do. Then everything happens by itself when that gateway is detected. The yin and yang energy, all they will melt inside there and become pure energy. And the pure energy, because it's already pure and intelligent, it will move by itself. That's why you trust. Means no more using thought to direct, to do any meditation. Just silent, relaxed, aware, accord and flow. Whatever movement, that is nature's movement. That nature's movement born of that pure energy from your nature. That is the one that is already intelligent. It will know where to move. It will know where to open. It will know where to transform. That's why it will move. It will do a lot of things inside there. But only the cultivator that is going through that will understand. Then when it happens, this is the real internal opening of the nadis and the chakra. Then when that thing happens, your vibration, your wisdom, your understanding, all will arise. You will inherit your past. Then you will come to understand many things. Then after that, not long, your mundane mind will collapse. Once your mundane mind collapses, you got no more mundane mind, the worldly mind. Then there is another mind, the supramundane mind, which is very, very fine. Very, very fine. The reason why the mundane mind collapses is because when you detect the gateway, when you do the internal transformation, a lot of things will happen. Then at your forehead there, something will happen until finally the whole layer of consciousness, the mundane mind consciousness, it will drop off. Then when it drops off, it's like that pure nature from within. They surface, they shine forth. Well, actually, that pure nature is already there all the time. But you can't realize it. You can't see it. You can't use it. It's because your mundane mind is too deluded. That clouds you. So reason why the mundane mind collapses is because as you transform, as you develop the trust, the internal movement, all this vibration will become very, very fine. The more fine it becomes, the mundane mind, which is very gross, they will start to lose their stability. As I finally they have to collapse, it cannot stand up to that type of fine transformation, the vibration. So when the Monday mind collapse, I still remember for a few days to a week, my nature was so amazed. I was thinking, what is happening? Because later on, I told my wife, I say very strange. Things that I never see before, I start to see. Because when it happened, without the mundane mind, actually, everything becomes so different. Last time with the mundane mind, nature is just nature. Thing is just the same. Everything is just the same. But after the mundane mind collapse, that nature see things as they are. And a lot of those very, very fine movements that you are not able to see because of the mundane mind, now with the clarity, the awareness, and the supramundane nature, it starts to see things as they are. And it's exactly like what the Sutra of Infinite Meaning states. With meditative and still mind, they remain always in that state of samadhi. That's why their mind is always collected and unwavering. That's why they can see things as they are. They can see the specific phenomenal awareness, the spacious awareness without a center. Their mind is always in that awareness state, where that is the nature that shines for. That's how you transform. And that one, if you can do it, I was really saluting you, because you have to be a great being for you to have that ability. Most people do the sainthood way. They don't need the fourth support. They don't have to reach the level of trust to go into the gateway. Well, that is the Bodhisattva way. For those who wants to walk the Bodhisattva path, for those who are interested in the greater path, the great vehicle. So all this, hopefully with today's condition, after I explain, it will set the base for you all to have that understanding, so that those who are able to progress to such stage of cultivation, you will know what to do after that. And this one, you can't find it anywhere. It's not written in any book. It's not, I haven't heard about it anyway. So you really need to have that special ability to understand. But don't worry, if you are still not able to understand, just let it be, because that time will come. When the time comes, I believe, because of the sasana, a lot of you all will connect and return to your level of cultivation in the past. Then at that time, maybe for some who has that nature, they will start to develop the understanding. Because this one, unless there is one of these creeping who has gone through, nobody else can share this with you and teach this to you. To put it in words, it's not easy. So this particular adapted verse from the Sutra of Innumerable Meaning is very profound, very deep, and very beautiful. Okay, we go back. Then I will continue the sharing. I will read the adapted verse one more time. These compassionate bodhisattvas are great saints or great beings of the Dhammakaya. With meditative and still mind, they remain always in the state of samadhi. They can do that because the Sammuggayakaya connect, then they develop the internal movement, trust, the fourth support. Then after they do that, their mundane mind collapse, because it has become so fine, the vibration. The vibration that I talk about is your consciousness vibration, not your heartbeat, your consciousness vibration. You are that one with the wisdom and the virtue, and after you connect, that nature inside is so different, and you are all the time there in the meditative state. That's why during that time, there is no more meditation, where you are that nature. You manifest that thing. You are one with it. That's why they mention in the sutta, they remain always in that state of samadhi. They don't have to train anymore. They don't have to cultivate anymore, because that thing has become the ultimate transformation. You and that nature is one. That's why that oneness nature, the supra mundane, the unconditioned. But that thing can only be detected if you have a form and mind. Without a form and mind, you cannot go to the gateway. That is the uniqueness of this spiritual journey, this spiritual cultivation. That's why you need a segmented form and mind, karmically conditional. And for those who go the bodhisattva way, they know how to take the bodhisattva vow. And when they come, they don't take rebirth through delusion, avijja paññā saṅkhārā, no. When they pass away, or when they realize parinibbana, there is no more ignorance at the moment of death. There is no more ignorant to condition rebirth consciousness. Their rebirth consciousness is born of a pure mind, out of love and compassion for the living being, because of their bodhisattva vow, the first vow. They vow to take a cross and liberate all the limitless or countless living beings. And out of love and compassion, they make that vow. So that love and compassion is the pure mind. They don't need ignorance to condition rebirth consciousness. The normal karmic process need that one. Without ignorance, there is no rebirth consciousness to continue the karma. But when there is this understanding, it becomes different. Then through the vows, because you take this vow, you planted the seed of Bodhi, and you determine strongly to do this work. So the four great basic vows of a bodhisattva are very important. When you take them, it actually paved the way for you to develop this cultivation. All the four vows are very, very important, related to the perfections. The first one is for you to take rebirth without ignorance, without delusion. So what happened is the law of karma, for a form and mind to come, it needs a mind. So that mind for normal human being is the ignorant mind at the moment of death, avijja paññā saṅkhārā. So rebirth consciousness, rebirth is due to avijja, ignorant. But for enlightened beings like the bodhisattva, they connect and they develop the understanding, even arahant, no more rebirth. But because of that vow, the karmic nature is still there, because they have perfected. They have very powerful, beautiful karmic nature. So this karmic nature need a pure mind to come. So because of the vow, it set the condition for causes and conditions to arise. That's how the bodhisattva can come in the form of a pure mind. Then they will take normal birth. But for normal living beings who didn't go through all this, they can never understand. Yeah, this process is very unique. Unique to all the great cultivator, the great beings, the bodhisattva that has gone this way. Unless you have that understanding, you are not able to do that. So hopefully this part can help you all to understand the difference between the birth that the Bodhisattva take and the birth that normal Buddhajana unenlightened being take. So this is the major difference. Okay, now we go back to the teaching. This quote I have gone through, go down. No. No need. The number 7 just mentioned about the sutra. So we have finished the paragraph immediately after that. So we go to the next paragraph. It is often stated in the beginning of the sutra that there were 1,200 monastic who followed the Buddha's in spiritual practice. So this one for normal cases, sutra, the numbers of monks is about 1,002 or less. However, when the Buddha expounded the sutra of infinite meaning, Wu Liang Yi Jing, at the Lotus Dhamma Assembly, there were as many as 12,000 great bhikkhus present. There were also countless kings, ministers, citizens, and respected elders. These are all cultivators. Furthermore, from all 10 directions come 80,000 great bodhisattva, the great beings, who had already attained precept samadhi and wisdom, liberation, and liberated views and understanding. This one can happen is because the person who expound the sutra of infinite meaning is a fully enlightened Sammasambuddha. In this case, it's Sakyamuni Buddha. So here, there is a note 8. The note 8 says these 5 attributes are known as the fivefold Dhammakaya. So fivefold Dhammakaya means the great beings that have the Dhamma teaching have these 5 great attributes. So the great attribute like I mentioned just now, it is related to the cultivation. So sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to liberation. So liberation means they have the wisdom, liberated view, and understanding. So all these are very beautiful. Go back one page back. Go back. Sila, samadhi, and panya. Precept, samadhi, and wisdom. Then leading to liberation. Here liberation means liberated understanding and views. So they have completed the training of sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to liberation of mind. Is the 5 attributes, sila, samadhi, and panya, and liberation based on the wisdom and understanding. Then all these great beings, bhikshu and bodhisattvas, they were great saints of the Dhammakaya. So this one has been explained. Saint means enlightened beings with the Dhamma body, Dhammakaya, who had reached the stage of having meditative and still mind and remained always in the state of samadhi, which I have explained. Hence, we can imagine how grand, how unique and special and extraordinary this Dhamma assembly was. For those who can really understand, they will have a lot of joy, a lot of gratitude towards the Buddha for giving us this teaching. The Dhammakaya is the Buddha's wisdom, which is inherent in everyone. So here, the word they say inherent refer to our true nature at that time. But when you are lost and you cannot connect back, there is none. You need to cultivate all over again. That's why the perfection, the cultivation take a long time. So Dhammakaya, which is the perfection of wisdom and virtue or the Sammasambuddha, it has to be a spiritual nature or body, Samugaya Kaya, that is perfected. Then only he can inherit them. Great saints refer to the bodhisattvas, that's like great beings, right? Great bodhisattva, who had already eliminated their ignorance and are radiating the light of pure wisdom from their intrinsic nature. This is very true. Radiating the light, that nature, that supramundane nature, the mind, is so different. The light of pure wisdom, really, that is the wisdom light, because that nature is just that pure energy, that wisdom light. And that is the one that activate, transform, and develop the internal movement, and let you have that kind of fine vibration to develop the direct seeing, the awakening, and the cultivation. At that time, when you reach the fourth support of trust, your transformation become very fast, and your understanding speed up by many, many fold. Beyond your wildest imagination, you keep on seeing things, you keep on understanding things, and the nature keep on unfolding. Then whatever you encounter, you understand, and you develop great wisdom. And most of it is your inheritance from your past cultivation. Then from there, you continue with your perfection, your cultivation, and all those things. So this one, the light of pure wisdom from the intrinsic nature, is very true. Because they have eliminated ignorance, and they have connect. That's why they are radiating the light of pure wisdom from their intrinsic nature. That's why when my nature speak, when I share straight from the heart, it come direct from there. It's not from knowledge, it's not from memory. Whatever it know, it already have as wisdom. That's why my nature no need to remember anything. From there, it can just manifest. Well, when you inherit, the understanding is very different. It's already there. You can never lost it, unless that form in mind cease, parinibbana. After that, that wisdom also cease with it. Then if you want to come again, that new form in mind will have to connect back again to inherit. That's the reason why this path, this way, the cultivation is not easy, not what you think. Because that process is such. And for you to have all this understanding, you need to really meet those great things that can share this with you. And as you develop the faith, the sincerity, and persevere in the cultivation, then finally, when the condition arises, you will understand. You will have that joy. Then after that, it's your turn to perfect them and share them and lead others. So that's why this way is not easy. And my nature calm this life is with this mission to actually share this understanding for you to speed up the bodhisattva way. That's why the bodhisattva vow, that one that I gave, is a very different one. It has been lost for very long. And this time, this nature, through the sharing, it delivered this, because my nature received a request, a very sincere, profound request from Maitreya Buddha. Maitreya came, and the way it happened was so beautiful. And when he made that request. He used the word in Mandarin, I remember, very beautiful. 请你把正法传下去。It's like, he requested my nature to transmit the true Dhamma that I have perfected and realized. That's why that instruction was so beautiful. In that laughter, that golden words that came down and the voice behind, my nature was really, really like in tears. Then he just pay respect and told my dear, you don't have to be so courteous. You don't have to make that request. You just instruct. My nature will do. But that was what it is. And it was repeated 5 times. That's why it's very beautiful in golden letters. I think you read the book, the Bodhisattva, the book on the Bodhisattva way, the blue color book, based on the 4 sessions of sharing, Kayamita transcript, and it turned out to be a complete book, very great book. And towards the end, I share that part, how the request came. So this is something that is very beautiful, very rare, very unique. So hopefully you all can do your part, develop the faith, the sincerity, and persevere and make use of it so that you can also develop the understanding and cultivate this way, then you can also help to pass it down for future generation. Hopefully our this website with the sharing everything, it can preserve all this understanding. Okay, we go back to the notes again. Then I will continue the sharing. These compassionate bodhisattvas are those who vow to go into the world to transform sentient beings, which is very true. That is the first vow, basic vow of a bodhisattva. Over 2,500 years ago at the Lotus Dhamma Assembly, the bodhisattva around the Buddha could not bear to let sentient beings suffer. So they resolved to return to this world to cultivate the lotus path, the road laid out in the Lotus Sutta, Miao Fa Lian Hua Jing. In May 2008, the effect of the great Sichuan earthquake revibrated throughout the world. Over 40 million people were affected. Many were in shock or hurt. Many lost their homes and were forever separated from their loved ones. Whether the survivors suffer emotionally or from material losses, they need continuous love and care in order to heal. So this is not easy, during a severe calamity, nature's disaster. In the aftermath of the disaster, despite the long distance, group after group of Tsuji volunteers from Taiwan traveled to the affected areas, reaching out to disaster survivors to bring them comfort and care. When one group left, another group will arrive to keep the survivors company. I can still remember how many people facing the grief of losing loved one cut themselves off from society and wrapped themselves in sorrow in the silence of their emergency tent. It was not until Tsuji volunteer came into their life and embraced and comforted them that many of the affected gradually emerged from the tents. They were encouraged to join the ranks of volunteers Only then did their tearful face turn into bright smile. So when there is Dhamma, there is love and compassion, all this can happen. So this is the Dhamma way. Among them was a mother who was heartbroken after losing her child. However, she had the affinity to join the volunteer efforts. So not only was she able to mend her own heart, she began spreading the light of her love and wisdom to others. She even took the next step of introducing the parents of her son's classmate to Ziji volunteers. They were all touched by how the volunteers from Taiwan and all over China had taken time away from their job and traveled in shift to Sichuan to care for the disaster survival. In addition to this, the volunteer also welcomed some youth into their ranks and taught them the compassionate spirit of putting themselves into another's shoe. When these youngsters saw parents' distrust after losing their children, they took the initiative to comfort them, saying, although your children has passed away, you still have many children. We are all your children. So these are very important consoling words that can heal those who are in deep sorrow and lamentation. There were two young people who expressed their willingness to act as the children of a couple whose son was killed in the earthquake. They kneeled down on the spot to pay respect to their new parents and call them mom and dad. The four of them hugged each other like long lost family. This couple had lost their son who had been in middle school, but now they not only had a son in college, they also had a daughter. A strange coincidence, combining one character for each of these two young people's name, formed the name of the late son, their late son. The working of karma are truly inconceivable. There was also an old man in his 90s who was living in a worn-out plastic tent. Whenever it rained, water would leak into the tent. This old man has been living in this humid, rundown, and cramped environment for over 2 months. After seeing his predicament, Ziji volunteers felt deeply for him and immediately helped improve his living condition, seeing the way the volunteers help and care for him. Inspired, his neighbor, who were also affected by the disaster, to join in. Like a group of fellow children and grandchildren, they carefully helped the elderly man to the side and make sure he was comfortably seated while they began working together to clean his surroundings. These volunteers were willing to put their job on hold to go to places of suffering and to help those who were in grief to come out of their sorrow. They also encouraged the people they helped to then be guides to others. Even the teenagers and children they helped and guided learned to express their sincere affection. Thus, with faith, steadfastness, sincerity, and integrity, Ziji volunteer carry our acts of selfless great love. So this virtue is very important. You can have that type of selfless great love, it can go a long way. In this way, they embodied true compassion, the spirit of a true bodhisattva. It is often stated in the Buddhist Sutra that if one being suffer in hell receive the Buddha's teaching, all the other beings suffering in hell with him will also be liberated. Although this may sound inconceivable, the same principle can actually be realized in our world. In disastrous area, every word and action of Tsuchi volunteer demonstrates the spirit of a great being, the great saint of Dhammakaya. They continuously work to inspire selfless great love in everyone. With love in their heart, people will care for each other, creating a cycle of goodness and continuously connecting people in a network of love. Developing this purity of heart is the essence of the Dhamma. By applying it, it will be everywhere in the world. This is what happened when great beings or saints of the Dhammakayas and compassionate Bodhisattva manifest in the world. So this is so beautiful. Eh? With meditative and still mind, Bodhisattvas are pure in body and mind. They always maintain right understanding, right view, and right mindfulness, and practice samadhi with right action and right. I think this one, the translation is wrong. They always maintain right understanding, which is right view and right mindfulness. And they don't practice samadhi because samadhi is with them already. Yeah? They will have samadhi all the time. Yeah? And every action they do is right action. And they will develop the right samadhi because that samadhi is the very natural true mind, supramundane true mind. Thus we have attained liberated views and understanding. Thus they have attained liberated view and understanding. This one is a natural consequence of their nature. Huh? So even in the midst of conflict and confusion, their mind can remain focused and tranquil. This one is very natural, right? Because they are great beings. A meditative mind is focused. Actually, the word is wrong. It's collected. Collected and unwavering. Right? And focus can mean concentration. You focus. No, it's not focused. The meditative mind is tranquil, still, aware, but collected and unwavering. On the Bodhisattva path, we must cultivate the four infinite mind. So this refers to the four Brahma Vihara. Loving kindness, which is metta, then compassion is karuna, and sympathetic joy is mudita, and finally equanimity is upeka. And the six parameters of dana or giving, and precept, upholding precept. So dana sila, then patience is kanti, then diligence is virya, then samadhi is the upeka, born of wisdom. And finally is wisdom. So Mahayana, they actually focus on the six instead of cultivating the ten perfection. So they always talk about the six paramita. But you expand on it, it's the same. You will end up with ten. They start with dana, sila, and kanti. Actually, panya is towards the end. Then they have virya. Virya to them is very important. Then they also add in samadhi. The six paramita or six perfections are inseparable from the four Brahma Vihara. Or they call it the four infinite mind. also known as the four immeasurable. Only by forming this aspiration to benefit others and cultivate the first four paramita can we truly perfect our cultivation of the six paramita. We achieve the state of samadhi. And the exercise of our wisdom, we can manifest the purity of our body and mind in our daily living, which is very true. Remaining always in the state of samadhi, this one is from the sutra, does not only refer to sitting meditation, obvious, this one is very obvious. The Zen school also emphasizes on whatever we are doing, like chopping firewoods or carrying water, sitting, walking, standing, or lying down. We can always in the state of samadhi or in the meditative state, means you must have mindfulness. You must be heedful. When we carry the Buddha in our heart, we will naturally live out the Dhamma. So here is a figurative analogy. You cannot carry the Buddha in your heart. The Buddha is his perfection of wisdom and virtue, which means when you have the Dhamma in your heart, you will naturally live out the Dhamma. Great bhikkhus and great bodhisattvas gather at the Lotus Dhamma Assembly to listen to the Buddha's teaching so that they could understand his wisdom and realize the truth of all beings and all things in the universe. This one is very important. It is recorded in the Lotus Sutta that after the Buddha emerged from Samadhi, he said to Sariputta, "The wisdom of all Buddha is extremely profound and infinite. The door to their wisdom is difficult to understand and hard to enter. The Buddha's wisdom was already inconceivable. But after he learned and understood the wisdom of all Buddhas, he still praised them. He was showing us that every Buddha shared the same path. I often say that everyone inherently possesses the same intrinsic wisdom as the Buddha. However, it will take a long time for an enlightened being to realize the Buddha wisdom." See, now she actually explained, you still have to go through that phase of perfection. Because from beginningless time until now, after we gave rise to a single thought of ignorance, we have been accumulating afflictions. This has obscured our intrinsic nature. Therefore, we learn the Buddha's teaching to find out how to return to the inner pure wisdom. You have to return to that source, that nature, original nature. The Buddha taught everyone, whether ordinary people, noble beings, or the spiritual practitioner who followed him, that the wisdom of all Buddha is infinite and that the door to the Buddha's wisdom is difficult to understand and hard to enter. So you must work hard in order to truly understand the heart and wisdom of all Buddha. This is very true. That's why when you cultivate, you just cultivate until you have that realization. Then only you can understand. Okay, we will stop here. The next session, we will share this. Bodhisattvas are peaceful, content, uncontriving, and free from desire. No delusion or discursive thought can affect them. This is very true. This one is also from the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. We will go through it during the next sharing. Okay. 9:50. Just nice. So today we have more time for sharing. Okay. We are at page 58. we'll stop here, and we will now go to the second session, which is meditation reporting. Then you can ask questions, whatever Dhamma question, and you can also share Dhamma in daily life. And you can also give your understanding, views, and comment of what is being shared today. Yeah, what is being shared today is very profound, very important, and very beautiful. Yeah, it's from the Sutra of Infinite Meaning, Hu Liang Yi Jing. Okay, now we open up. Whoever wants to report meditation or ask any question or share, you can just come in.
Hello.
Ah, yeah. 听到了。
Okay. Brother, 我想 share 我的一些最近的meditation 一个 cultivation。And then 要你的一些这个 advice 啊。
可以啊，可以。
I mean, about 有差不多一个多月哈，我每天早上五点多起床的时候，我的这个 heart 的那个 area 它就很像有东西一直在 pressing 哈，所以一个多月了。Then last Thursday 我早上一起来，哎，它完全是没有，就是很 peaceful 的这样子。我在躺住的时候一想，哎，好，就我可以 aware 到哦，整个就是很 peaceful 啊。And then 回到了 daily 的时候，哇，就我也发现到哇，整个的 mind 也很 silent，
yeah,
很静，哈、哦。Yeah, even 有时那个 sankara 会 arise， but 它不会 disturb 到我了，就是哇，就啊、，then even at night 我 after dinner 有一，then 我去 walking 的时候，我也可以发现到很 clear 的，你能够 aware 到你的那个 step 啊，起
yeah,
你的那个脚啊，
yeah,
你的手啊 ，everything 咯。So about 三四天了以后 ，then come to Monday 的时候，哇，这那个在 daily 里面。整个的那个Sankara 就很像变成一个 thunderstorm 这样子，哇，看到什么回到 office 的时候看到什么就哇很多的 anger， 然后听到哇跟同事讲话听到他们给 instruction 也是哇很多的 anger， 就拜一跟拜二两天很多的 agitator 很多的 anger， 连到了昨天又整个又很又 cease 到很 peaceful 了。哦，然后我就把因在这个拜一拜二那个麦很 wild 的那个时候
，when that thing happened, when that thing become the mind sankara become very violent and very wild, what do you do？
我就是只是这样子看，我没有去 analyze， 我就是这样子去看住它，但是它还是很 strong 那个时候。就是两天
you have to remember this、when you reach that phase、that is the test but、you have to understand whatever arise like I used to tell you、is part of the way. Don't always think that the cultivation has to be peaceful, tranquil、without all these things then only you have progress. Forget about it becauseWhatever that happened, like I said, is part of the way. Let it manifest. Let it unfold. Then the third way is the most important. Last time I used to share with you and also Sister Gekading, Silgek, be with it. Even Koglun, silent. Be with it. Sankara anicang, sankara dukkang.Sankara anatta. Sankara is not you. Sankara is dependent originating. Realize that by not doing anything. Accord and flow. Laugh at it if you need to. Relax into it. Silent. Let's see what happens. You will see. Then the other thing is what you have gone through. You can continue after this. I had to share this before I forget because what you go through is quite normal, but it's a very good sign of your progress. So like you say initially for 1 month plus the heart area there is like aching and all those things. Sometimes like I shared with you before, when you are just connected to that nature, sometimes when you draw that nature's energy, even to your faith, your sincerity, your diligence, like you listen to my sharing and all those things, especially at retreat or what, sometimes the great beings, nature's energy and my nature's energy, they are very strong. So initially, when you don't have the ability to take it, that's why you don't know how to relax deep enough, silent deep enough, then this thing can happen. But then because you persevere and you somehow clear it, then it show it to you how all of a sudden, after 1 hour, 1 month, that day, everything clear. Then when it's clear, it show you how the meditative mind is. Then because of your wisdom, you say, Sankara, no matter how, it will not affect you. That is the initial stage. Those who go through the sainthood way leading to the Arahant way, they will have this ability. But then after a while, the test come. The Sankara like very wild, very violent, small thing irritate you. So always remember, nothing else free you. Only wisdom. Wisdom means what? Understanding. Understanding means whatever that arise, condition like that, things will be like that. It has to be this way. So there is a reason why the mind become like that, Sankara become like that. And always remember, Sankara anichang, Sankara dukkang, when you attach and give it, that you want it to go a certain way. But when you have the wisdom and the understanding, where you can accept the reality, because that is the reality. So be with it, silent. And then see what happened. Because only wisdom free. Wisdom is to accept the reality. Condition of that things will be like that is part of the way. That's why it's a test. It comes. Then you're silent. Stay with me. It will cease. Everything will cease when you're just aware. But that nature, which is your awareness nature, is your true nature, your true mind. And that one is very powerful. That one don't need anything. That one only brings about the understanding through that silence you observe. Sankara cease to be. Everything will return to that true nature, the silent awareness. Yeah, that is your true nature. The rest are creation. That's why Sankara anichang, dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. No matter how wow, how sensitive, it's because you give meaning, but the time you cannot see where the test come in such a strong manner. The manifestation is so powerful. So always remember, echo and flow, accept the reality of the moment. Everything that arises is part of the way. Don't try to analyze, don't try to know, don't do anything, don't panic. Silent to develop the understanding, then relax, maintain awareness, and continue with the cultivation. And you will continue to transform and you will understand. So with that explanation, it will help you. Then you can continue. After that, what happened?
昨天那个麦又back to normal 的时候, 就又很静了, 然后我就知道讲, 这应该是一个 test 来的, 然后我就, 我就讲, 我就拿这个 conditions 来去 reflect 跟, contemplate, 我想, 看在这个, conditions 里面, 我能够有什么样的 understanding, then 我就, 我就去 recall, 然后我就, then 我今天我又, 今天我刚才放工, 我又, 在驾车回家的时候, 我又, 在 record 的时候, then 我就 throw out 这个, 这个 questions 了以后, 我就驾车回家, 然后, 我也没有去想, but toward 要回到家的时候, 就, 我不懂是一个 thought 还是什么，这个一个这个 sentence arise， the eyes is burning， the ear is burning， 然后就哎哦，我就想到哦，那两天的时候，哇，真的是我一看到什么就是滚呐、啊，那时候很多的 anger，
那个是 fire summon
啊，我就是哦，我
you listen 呢、啊、，this one very important。You recall the fire sermon. When it affects you, you don't have the understanding of the fire sermon. The fire sermon is about, they call it like the eye is burning. That is associated with that type of wisdom and understanding.That you will become wary of it, understand? W-A-R-Y means you know this one, it will burn you, it will torment you, but you will not get angry, understand? It will not condition you into like very wow your mind. No, that's why when you do all this reflection, you have to understand if you are not careful, it becomes analysis.Then you use that Dhamma to justify, then it will trap you again. So always remember, whatever happened, accept. Means, condition on that, things will be like that. Then you will come to know after you clear that it's a test. You don't go and reflect and remember and say it's a test straight away before you realize the thing.That's how you have to go through in stages, silent, relax, be with it. We are part of the way. Like the Buddha said, whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions. So for that wild mind, the Sankara, to behave that way, there are causes and conditions. And these causes and conditions, you will come to understand when you do not resist, when you do not reject or want it to be otherwise.But that one is all the mundane mind, the craving, the analysis, where you think the atta, the ego is still there. You must be peaceful. After you have the transformation, the cultivation, you shouldn't be having this mind state. This is all duality created by the mundane mind. The mundane mind refuses to die.That's why it's not easy to go through the cultivation without proper guidance and understanding, unless your path is very special. Like my nature, when I come, I don't need teacher to teach me all this. I know what to do. I know how to accord, flow, and deal. That's why I can share with you. None of the teacher that I know taught me all this.They only share with me certain aspect of what they understand. And that is enough for my nature to walk. So all the different teachers that I met cannot teach me all those things. But they share with me the beautiful part at that stage when I need them. Like Achayantra, the truth and all those things. And as I move, my other teacher, a few of these words,important. Then even my last guy, he just showed me what the gateway is. That's it. Finish. After that, he don't have the Dhamma. He cannot share all this with me because the Dhamma way is different. So for your case, always remember, when you reflect and contemplate, you have to have that understanding. Otherwise, it's very fine. It becomes analysis behind. So what is important is to accept whatever happened. That is the reality. And I always share with you, whatever arise is part of the way. That word is very important. Part of the way. Don't doubt. Don't go and analyze. Don't go and want it otherwise. And you accord and flow and silence everything.The silent mind is the true mind, your nature. When you are with that, everything ceases. Then you will understand what dependent origination is, what sankhara is, what the universal characteristic is. Then you transcend duality. You don't have to go and even give it a thought. Why like that? How come I am still like that? All this is still duality, delusion, sankhara activity. Okay, so that one very important. Huh? Go
yeah.
back, listen to this again. It will help you a lot. Even Pocheng they all, they can listen to all this. Those who are already cultivating, this is very important. But a lot of people get trapped as they move into the cultivation. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Bradio 有很多的时候, 刚才, Sadhu to Bradio did the guidance. 很多的时候我们是听了那个 Dharma, but when come to the 这个 real test 的时候, 那个时候你就还会知道要怎样的去 apply 你的这个 understanding. 那个,
yeah, correct, yes.
Yeah,
and
就是这是
not easy. Eh? Yeah. 因为 as you cultivate, I already mentioned before, unless you have that past special nature, then you come, it's very straightforward. Everything just unfolds. Otherwise, you need teacher, you need guide who are good to guide you. Then we call it in Mandarin, 调整, correct yourself. And these are very fine lines of understanding which nobody can teach you unless that being has gone through that way. So this one is nothing to do with right and wrong, or you must not do this, you must do that. That one is all thought based. This one is based on understanding, you resolve it. So this one is the Dhamma way. So what you mentioned is very true. You always have that thing to look at. When as you cultivate, you realize understanding at that level before it stabilized is one thing. But when you encounter a situation, when the test comes, you still cannot handle, which is very normal for people who don't have the strong past. Especially your case, because you have a mixture of other coming things. You also promote other teaching, that's why you get yourself entangled there. So this one takes time to untangle. Then this one, you need you to go back and ask for forgiveness, do the repentance and all those things. Then straighten your view and vow from now onward, not to allow all these things to distract you and to cause you to debate from the true practice. That's why you make the vow, the determination, the adhitana and all those things. So all these are very important. That's why karmic is very complicated. Yeah, everyone is different. And for you, you have the tendency, because based on what you tell me earlier on, you already know. You even this time you got trapped in that type of teaching for very long. And it takes you quite a while to come back to develop the understanding and change. And so now as you adjust, 调整, you will understand all this. And in future, you will become very different. And you will have all this understanding behind to guide you. Because cultivation is about developing the wisdom to understand condition. Everyone is different. Everybody's karma is different. Everybody's cultivation is different. So a lot of things that arise depend on the condition behind the individual, the situation and all. So all this will need to be understood. That's why it's not easy. So luckily today we have the condition, I stop early and you immediately come in and you should rejoice where it's meant to be.
Sadhu, 其实Bradio那两天那个很wolf的那个Sankara在disturb的时候, after that 我就知道说, like, 就是我知道, like, 就是还是不能够, 那个understanding还不能够很stable的去penetrate这整个的condition.
去面对它,
yeah,
yeah, 去, like,
不能够很 skillful 的啊，就是那个
understanding to attend to that situation because
yeah.
it still disturb you, stir you. Like you say, everything like you become suddenly that sankhara become so sensitive. It's like Ajahn Mahabhua, he himself say, the mind suddenly become so wow, he cannot control. He buddho, everything he use method technique all cannot work. Why? Because it's wisdom way. Why you want to go and go against it? Why you want to control it and make it peaceful? That is the thought. That is sankhara. The power of sankhara is the more you deal with it, the more powerful we become. You don't do anything. The third way, the Buddha's way, relax, maintain awareness. The fourth support, always go back to that one, that you assist, that everything will be clear, then you will develop great wisdom, understanding, then the stability of understanding keep on arising. Mm. So it's very good. Huh? Sadhu. Mm. You can continue. Huh? So, mm.
But Bratio, 在那个时候, 它是 continuous for 2 days. 哇, 就它是一个, like, 它一个, 每一个, 你一看到就是, 哇, 就是滚啊, 每一个看到是 anger, 一听到也, 哇, 就它是很像 auto 这样子, 就全部, auto是, 哇, 你, 你知道, 但是又很像, 又不能够出来, 这样子, 又在那边, 这样, 哇,
you know why or not?
真的不容易,
because,
that's
no,
why,
because 你不能 handle yet. And that one could be a combination of karmic and other things. You have to go through that. Yeah, in the past, you could have encountered people with this type of thing, and you all don't have the right understanding, and you could have taught people the wrong solution. That's why even like that also, it can bring about the karmic. That's why this light come, it surface this type of condition, and you cannot handle. But it also can be another good reason, because this teaching has to come out. This sharing has to come out to benefit others. So because of your condition, it trigger off. That's why you ask. Like I said, unless you all ask, there is no condition for my nature to share. And this understanding is very important. Very, very important. For people to develop the understanding, to break free, to progress, to develop the right cultivation and the understanding. It's not through right and wrong reasoning and all those things, no. Only wisdom free. That's why all the words that I stress are very important solution pointed. Whatever that happen or arise, treat it as part of the way, the word, that three word, part of the way, or forwards, part of the way is very important. Part of the way means you accept that reality, where there are causes and conditions behind. So let it unfold. If you accept it, there is no agitation, there is no reaction. But because that time, your karmic and your mind still have that, why my sankhara still like that? How come I still cannot handle? How come everything like magnify, make it so wow? That one, the subtle one behind, is the one that trigger. If you don't give meaning, you just relax, maintain awareness, silent and smile, nothing will happen. Everything will cease. Sankara anicang, sankara dukang, dhamma anatta. Then you just maintain awareness. Relax, maintain it. Don't do anything. Whatever will slow down and it will cease. Then you will understand. No matter how fierce, you just silent. Like accord and flow, whatever happen, accept. Acceptance is wisdom. That is the one that free. So, naga understanding has to be very deep, because every time when it happens, you recall to knowledge and try to do, you cannot. Do you understand? Wait, okay. you have to do it before that thing happens. That's why every time there is on condition, see the emotions, especially fear and anger, be with it. Like God will see until it says, oh, my daughter want to share something.
I, Amitofo, Brother Song. I'm not sure if this experience will help. How the Uniso Manasikara help me in situations like that, right? Because when I just came back to Malaysia, quite a lot of hot buttons were hit that I seldom encounter in Singapore because no condition. When I came back, then family members and then new situations, new environment, a lot of opportunities to hit all the hot buttons that were rarely hit. So suddenly had to handle new things. Then I realized the Yoniso Manasikara prompted, I can only start from your example. If it's anger, it will, the first thing it tend to say, like my dad say, there are causes and conditions. So for me, the first thing that arises was when the emotions start to want to come out, it will be the wrong, every time there's a wrong thought, for you it's a bunch of wrong thought.
Yeah.
The three evil roots are there. The greed or the hatred or the delusion, or usually all three are there. Then when that prompts me, right, I normally discover that I have a hidden interest in a vested result. So meaning, I want to fix this.
I don't want this.
They cannot do things like that. They do things like that, it become very mahuan, or, you know. So if I'm putting my perspective that I don't want them to do things like that, I want them to do things the right way. They cannot do things that way because it will definitely be wrong. My, you know, that this is the delusion, this is the hatred, that and the greed, the hatred, and the attachment of wanting things to be proper, to be a certain way. It's very subtle, it's inside that. That's why all the other thoughts come up. That perspective, that view I have, right? It's actually very similar to Manya's previous story, that things must be clean or else it's unhealthy, cannot be dirty. So it's a view that we have inside. Because of that view, the wrong thoughts will come out. If we can actually see karma will manifest, people will do things their way. There's no right way or wrong way to do things. There's only the way that it will happen. Because everybody's karma is together there, it will happen that way. Then look at it unfold. That when we actually just become a observer like that, then we'll know how to try and if there's condition, accord and flow, and see if we can help make things smoother. In from our perspective, might be smoother. It doesn't, that you see condition not right, okay, then like, let it carry out and then see what happens. It might surprisingly be better also. So then I start to appreciate, wow, very amazing, see how karma unfold. Then really can smile in the end, can smile at anything that happened. Yeah, I hope my sharing helped.
Okay.
Sadhu, let us reach out. What she share is daily life, different from what you do. So yours is cultivation one. But the Yoniso Manasikara part is true. When your wisdom stabilize, it will arise because you didn't catch all the important pointers that I share. Because all this, unless there is condition for me to explain, I realize most of you all cannot have that type of understanding to grab it. Only some cultivator, like last time Ing B, all the unique code, she really able to capture it because she find it so beautiful, so useful. Then Sister Lee also, that's why they mentioned this unique code. So for your case, always remember those few things that I share with you today. Whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions. And whatever happened is part of the way, part of the cultivation. It has to be like that. Don't go and rationalize. Don't go and analyze. Don't go and reason. Don't go and have that subtle mental conditioning behind that I shouldn't be having all this ready by now. So cultivation is not like that. Cultivation is everything within the moment is the reality. whether you understand or you don't understand, that is what is the truth, the reality. You cannot accept means you don't have wisdom, means you wanting your way. Like my daughter said, that way is the egoic mind manifest. Then it will start to reason. Ayo, this guy cannot. You allow him like that, he will do all the funny thing. You like too eager to help, too eager to share. Then you want to tell him, but he don't want to listen. Then there is conflict. These are all duality from Sankara. Understand? So life situation is one thing. Cultivation is one thing. So stabilize all this. The third way, do more. Whenever there is this emotion or sankhara thing happening very wild, silent, straight away silent, laugh at it, smile, be with it. Then the sankhara cannot develop. Where you can accept, it ceases. Okay, so?
Yeah, okay, brother. 其实我发现到我在这一次的 reactions during 那两天的 reactions 是没有以前没有什么 reaction， 我一直看住他，只是我 刚才 Brother 你这样的 sharing 了以后， 我是知道 我的这个 understanding 不够 stable 来去
balance
这个 condition， 但是我一直是看住他， 但是我又不能够 penetrate
because
他,
when they can't, you get involved. You didn't really aware. When you aware, you don't get involved. Understand? Aware means what? Let things be. Whether it's wild or violent or whatever, nothing to do with you. Understand? But the egoic mind is not there. You're silent, aware, accord and flow. The ability to accept is wisdom. Nothing free your mind except wisdom. Always remember, not through method, technique, or go back to anapanasati or silent this, silent that. That one is all the thought telling you. But when you have trained, you have developed it during your daily mindfulness and formal meditation, then very easy. Relax, aware, maintain awareness, then let things be. Look at the unit code again, you read again, all the understanding will start to surface. That's why Engby managed to capture 160 plus unit code, and they are also beautiful. Although some of them like repeated overlap, but the wordings are different. It's meant to let the cultivator develop more understanding. So all these are very important sharing and pointers. Because if you don't have the condition to ask today, all these things cannot come out. And it's very beautiful. We all should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You continue, so yeah.
讲讲. 这个test 让我看到, 就是说, 真的要好好的去 cultivate, I mean 就是很用心的 sincere 的去 cultivate, otherwise 真的是不容易,
yeah,
要真的是不容易 从这个 sankhara 里面走出来, then 还有这 如果没有 Baradu 的 guidance 的话 更不容易, that's why 我 一过了这一个 test 以后，讲我一定要 share， 讲我一定要 从 Brother 这里得到你的 guidance。
好，Sadhu， That's why the condition all fall into place. It turned out beautiful. Then 回去听 listen to this again. This will be very beautiful. A lot of cultivators should listen to this a few times. A lot of understanding will unfold. It will be very beautiful. Okay, that's all. Sadhu.
Thank you, Brother.
Thank you. Yeah, 刚好要10:30了，我们也可以 end. So next time we will let you nominate somebody. So let us rejoice with a good sharing. My brother Song and my daughter Sui, and also the condition to unfold all this sharing, which is so beautiful. Right? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Hello, Brother
Seo. Yes, I do. Alicia, yeah.
我听了 阿松 的 sharing 哦。我就想到那天，因为最近我在 Karat 有一点的 activities。
哦，那个 plantation 的。
So, 那天拜六我回来。Then after that Sunday 我的Sunday 的 meditation sitting, 哇，很多的mind activity 在转转
的，杀掉，
然后哈，然后我就回想起，因为这些sankara 就是所有的都是我们，因为我们在 daily 里面一直在做这个，所以他就一直有这个 sankara 在一直在转来转去，所以就我就理解到这样子哦，这一切都不是我们自己create 的吗？
对，
它
是因缘法来的，
对，它就是一个因缘法，我就不管它，它一直在转，一直在转，我就不管。
Very good, you just let it be.
对，然后它就没有掉了。
它会慢慢 slow down。
对，做到 it takes a while, you know.
Yeah, 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 不用紧的。
Almost half an hour later.
Never mind. That's why you must experience this. Keep on silent, relax, maintain awareness. Then when you realize that silent, which is your true mind, you realize when you are with that true mind, none of this can disturb you. These are all sankara, mind make a day, true ignorant. They arise through lack of heedfulness, means a lot of heedless thinking, unfinished daily life business activity. So when you are not mindful enough, you don't have enough wisdom, a lot of things we tend to accumulate and hold on without the cultivator knowing it. Because a lot of these things you give importance, you don't know, you already reacted, then you accumulate in your memory. And all this will surface when you try to meditate. Your thought is respond to memory. That's why the sankara 跑来跑去走来走去。你想的东西啦，你跟人家when you interact with people, you will recall what he say on. Then you will have your own views and opinion or thing. So all this take time to root out. Take time to root out. But these are our unfinished habitual tendency before we had the wisdom, the understanding. That's why daily life cultivation is entirely different scope. In the formal meditation is easy. Silent, maintain awareness, let things be, and everything will cease. But daily life, to fix all this, every moment of sense experience, is not easy. You need to have very stable wisdom. Then you need to have the unisok manasikara to accept the world as the world, the people as the way they are. And then only you realize your mind does not react and stir and accumulate so much. And that is the beginning. Then you realize you will have more and more moments of silence, space within thought. But you no need to think already. You no need to worry, you no need to react. And then you can accept. The beginning of acceptance is the beginning of wisdom. And all this need initial wisdom. You need to straighten your view. Learn to accept things as they are. Be more and more at peace with situation, with people, with circumstances, with whatever condition that arise. That is Dhamma. That is the daily mindfulness cultivation, which is not part of the formal meditation. And this one need wisdom to cultivate. Otherwise, sankhara will continue to arise. Always remember, sankhara is thought process. And what is thought? Respond to memory that you accumulate, you hold, you give meaning, that you analyze. you deposited within your memory, your fear, your phobia, your dislike, your slight unhappiness, your envy, your jealousy, your negativity, habitual tendency. All this, they accumulate. And you cannot see unless your mindfulness is very stable, daily mindfulness. And when your daily mindfulness is very stable, you can see, hey, the mind wants to do all this. The mind has their own movement, which is the habits that you have accumulated. Then you realize, no wonder you suffer. No wonder it conditions you into negativity. So that observation frees you. When you observe, you understand, without this wrong view, when you straighten your view, you will not react that way. You can be at peace, and you can live life differently. Then when you start to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, and all those things, then that right effort to cultivate the wholesome action, speech, and thought that is still not in you is the beginning of developing virtue to be compassionate, to be kind, to be loving, to be understanding, to be gentle, to be pleasant, to be sincere, to be honest. Now, all this will surface. That's why that cultivation come in. So Noble Eightfold Path, that cultivation involves a lot of understanding. Without all this understanding, because the first phase of Dhamma Pariyatti is very important. When you understand, you have to put it into practice. Put it into practice means you have to understand what constitutes evil. Then see it happening. How all those evil roots surface and condition you in the negativity. Then straighten your view. So that all this, you can be mindful of it, aware of it, then you can abandon it. Then later on with the wisdom, like what you have gone through, yeah, because of your depression and everything, you know what constitutes wrong thought. Then before it even arises, you already can tell that thought. And now, for 16 years, you have tormented me and caused me all the suffering and misery. That evil ceases immediately. That's why the right effort to prevent it from arising is through wisdom, through understanding. Yeah. Then after that, the third right effort to cultivate the right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood that is still not in you, that part, you have to work on it. Yeah, see our kung fu. Yeah, work on it. Then how to develop good, kind, gentle, pleasant, and harmonious speeches. How to resolve things amicably. How to feel for people. How to be sensitive. Then how to deliver understanding to people so that they can resolve their fear, their misunderstanding, their problem. So all this is part of the Noble Eightfold Path cultivation. Then as you develop this ability, you become more and more skillful. Then you can handle situation and people. Then you can be a blessing to all. You can help people come out of depression, come out of a situation. Then you can evolve many understanding from there. So this is the part on daily life. So based on what you brought up, Alicia, this is very good. You can continue after that. Amitabha. No sound. Alicia. Okay. 开了吗? 有了吗?
It's already 10:35. Maybe
another 3 minutes. 3 minutes. 10:40. We stop. 还有什么吗？没有啦，就是要
work really 要下功夫。
对，那个泥抹匠还是。对。啊，and那个Sankara。 的 duality 啊，因为人的那个起心动念啊 ，that mundane mind always want to become like logical, analyze, wants thing his way, and the egoic mind always manifest. You must see that. Then all these are duality created by the ego, the egoic mind. Is related to right and wrong, good and bad, all the duality, views and opinion, conditioning. Then how it stirs the mind, condition your fear, your insecurity, your unhappiness, your deep resentment. So all this
You will see them when you have daily mindfulness, when you are sensitive. That's why in your daily activity, like when you went to Kara, the plantation there, you must have interacted with many things. Then there are issues. Then you come back, you realize that type of mind not easy. It's just like when I came out to test myself, when I left that that very comfortable, peaceful, high paid job to join the private sector to test myself at the age of 35. Then I went and joined my classmate, the consultant. Then in the consultant private sector, everything is new. I have to learn everything. Then I have to remember many things. But my mind, that time transformed, really cannot remember. Because it like tell you, you want to think, you want to continue to read and do all this, you will have the suffering. We are sankara anicchang, sankara dukkang. So it just tell you, you want to suffer, you go ahead and do all these things. That's why I saw all this. Then when I was in the office for the first day, I remember, immediately after a while, I stopped everything. Then I just silent. I meditate in the office. Then I saw this sankhara floating up. But because of my mindfulness and my wisdom and my understanding, I just laugh at it. I silent everything. Then I realize it settled down very fast. I don't need half an hour like you take. Within 1 or 2 minutes, it starts to slow down. Then suddenly there's a shift of consciousness. Nope, I'm back to my meditative state. That time my mundane mind hasn't collapsed yet. That's why I have to still go through those understanding. That's why I can share with you why relax, maintain awareness is very important. No need to do anything. Don't try to know. Don't do anything. Silent, relax, maintain awareness, and let things be. Then realize that silent, realize that true mind. Then everything will become beautiful. The stillness, the tranquility, the clarity, everything will come back. And without thought, without duality, everything is very tranquil, very still, very peaceful, like the mind of the Bodhisattva. So all this you will realize. So this is cultivation, very beautiful. Okay, sadhu to you, Alicia, for the good condition to share.